The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Present to you the gospel according to Luke chapter 16. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said him to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust servant steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. For I say unto you, make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if therefore ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one title of the law to fail. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And it came to pass, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifts up his eyes, being in torment, seeth Abraham afar off, and he cried, and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Abraham said unto him, and he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
bread. He'll never give you more than you can bear. This too shall pass. So in this song you'll be comforted. For it's in His hands. This too shall pass. Oh, it shall pass.
Clap your hands for this. Hello, hello, hello. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are we blessed to be here? What a shock. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles and let's go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Come on.
To us by the Holy Spirit. I pray that today may you anoint these lips of clay that I may speak these holy words of scripture that will bring transformation and life to us. Minister to everyone that is here today and let your word affect and influence every life. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Before you sit, I want to shake five people and tell them, I'm really happy to see you this Sunday morning. Walk out of your chair, five people, so at least shake them or hug them and tell them, it's nice to see you on a Sunday morning in church. Be nice, try and be nice, get out of your chair. Be nice to somebody. It's just worth it. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing.
What a blessing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are we blessed? Are you excited? I'm watching your attitude as I'm coming to preach the word. I'm watching those who are sleeping, those who are sending WhatsApp, those who are full of anger and quarreling with the ushers, and those who are receiving the word of God with happiness. May the word of God affect and influence our lives. Shout your loudest amen. Now sit on top of your enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's a joy to be here. Some people are walking outside leisurely, and several of them are walking away. Are there no ushers? Nobody to. Just when I'm about to preach, that's when. What's happening there? All right. Okay, can I have your attention? Can I have your attention? Okay. If you have a baby, there's a nursing mother's room. Kindly take your baby inside there if your baby breastfeeds, because the brother sitting by you wants to hear the word, not to look at your breasts. So kindly take your baby to the nursing mother's room and breastfeed your baby. Have I said something wrong? Thank you very much. If you also came with young children, we have the Safe Church in the Kadesh Tower. So please, if you have young children in the church, maybe you didn't know, but next week, make sure we all go there. There are teachers and very experienced people to take care of your children and to teach them things that will help them, and they would also be able to understand well. Amen. Right. So we are blessed to be here. Hallelujah. I'm going to share with you very briefly again. I want to congratulate Bishop Pazzi. Hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord a clap and a shout. Amen. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony that we had. But I thought I was going to bring all his regalia. I didn't bring them. So the first Sunday in October is going to come with everything. Communion Sunday. And he'll minister communion to us. What do you think about that? So, and you too, you're looking and say something. All right. So now, we are giving him this week and next week to get yourself. We want to see that thing. You want to see that thing? You want to see the thing that he moves like that? Yeah. So we are going to do that. And I believe it's a blessing and a blessing and a blessing and a blessing. Hallelujah. That God has given us Bishop in this beautiful cathedral and this ministry. Amen. We want to thank God for his blessing, and we thank God for what he's doing. It's for all of us. Amen. It's for all of us. And really, Bishop Pazzi, we really appreciate you. Anybody who calls him Reverend Pazzi will slaughter a cow. If you make a mistake, you slaughter a cow. All right, I'm going to appoint someone to be following him. Make one mistake, but you're too small. One human being, big one. All right. Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Right. And several other things and that we're going to be doing as we carry along. Amen. But I'm excited and very, very happy that God is blessing and promoting us. Somebody say amen. This one of the few churches that we have two bishops in the same cathedral. Amen. It is a blessing. Hallelujah. And I really want to thank God for his dedication, faithfulness. Your pastor is very dedicated, very faithful, very humble, very pastor, real pastor. Real, real pastor. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. Right. Another announcement, and we carry on. I think it was said already. Reverend Ben told us that we are going to the fasting is continuing. This week, all of us are meeting every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's all night. So the Monday to Thursday is from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Listen, Acts chapter 19, verse 11, from the Amplified Bible, it said, Amplified, and God did unusual and extraordinary miracles. I believe that God is going to do unusual and extraordinary miracles in our lives. Your amen is very feeble. And it has already started. It has already started. I'm hearing amazing testimonies. Amen. And if you dare me, I'm going to give you some testimonies also on behalf of the whole church. How God is doing extraordinary miracles in our lives and in the ministry. Amen. You deserve a miracle. I know you didn't hear me. I say you deserve a miracle. And your miracle come to pass. And you deserve an extraordinary miracle. An unusual miracle. An outstanding miracle. An unprecedented miracle. An eye-popping miracle. An out-of-this-world miracle. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. It will happen practically. I said it will happen practically in our lives. I don't want anybody to be left out of what God is doing. You cannot be left out. Lift and say, I will not be left out. Say it like you believe it. Say it one more time. You will not be left out in this season in Jesus' name. You will not be left out. I tell you, God is gracious. I say, God is gracious. You are going to receive text messages that you'll be laughing in bed. Hallelujah. You are going to receive emails. And then you wonder whether it was addressed to the wrong person. It's you. I said, it's you. Eye-popping miracles. It will happen. I said, it will happen. Amen. That's why I want to encourage all of us to come and pray together. And we are bringing it down into practical reality in your life. Say amen. Amen. Wonderful. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be praying throughout the night from 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. Amen. All right. Can I continue? All right. I think we can get to the preaching today. All right. And like I told you, very short message. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Last week, I said with you, what did I talk about? Yeah. Who would have thought blessings? Who would have thought that somebody like me would be sitting where I'm sitting? That would be your story. Hallelujah. Have you found Ezekiel? Chapter 37, again, it's going to be brief, but he'll be blessed. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. May the hand of God rest upon you. May the hand of the devil not be on you, but the hand of God rather be upon you. Bible says, and has carried me and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Mercy. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Verse 4.
Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I prophesy to every dry bone this morning. Hallelujah. Verse 6, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So, verse 7, I prophesied as I was commanded. Hallelujah. Do you have faith at all? I said, do you have faith at all? The Bible says, verse 7, I love it. And so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. I started preaching already. I'm reading, but I'm preaching already. Hallelujah. And as I prophesied, Lady Pastor, as I prophesied, in the course of the prophecy, there's going to come some noise. Can I have some noise in the church? Can I have some noise in the church? Can I have some noise in the church? Do you know how to make noise? Can you make some noise? Can you make some noise? Hallelujah! The Bible says, thank you, Lord. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Hey, how many of you are still in church today? Bone to his bone. Thank you, Lord. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up to their feet, an exceeding great army. Clap your hands for the Lord. That is what will happen in your life. Something new is about to happen in your life. Something unusual is about to happen in your life. Something amazing is about to happen in your life. Something fantastic is about to happen in your life. Say, I believe it. Are you still in church? Am I speaking to anybody here? Now, it's very important to understand that God is still a miracle-working God. Oh, you should have shouted amen. And you know, just I feel that just reading this scripture alone, I feel I've preached. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at it. Bible says, you know, I want to say that life, success and blessing consists of people and places. The people you meet in your life and the places where God will take you will determine your destiny. Am I talking to anybody here? The people you meet in your life and the places where God will send you will determine how your life will become. Did you get what I said? So, this is very important. Your blessing is linked to people and places. Yes. That's why your blessing is linked to people. You will meet somebody in your life, and that meeting is God who has arranged it. I've said something. God will make you meet somebody particular. You may not even understand it. It may look accidental. It may look coincidental. But God had planned you to meet that person in particular at that time of your life. Can I have an amen? And also God will take you to places. Read the Bible and see. You will see all of it is about God making people to be all the miracles in the Bible. Come, somebody met this person. Somebody was going to a place. He went to this place and this happened. It's all about people and places. May you never miss your divine appointment in Jesus' name. Are you still here? God will make you go to the right place. Let me carry on. Now you see, so this is Ezekiel, the prophet, who has been taken to this valley. And the Bible says, the Spirit of God took him to a place. And the valley was full of dry bones. So many of them. And the bones were really dry. What it means is that the thing was hopeless. The Bible emphasized the fact of the father matter, the thing, the bones were really dry. I don't know how long they've been there. I don't know how long your situation has been. But the Bible said that the bones were scattered. Somebody sitting here, your life appears to be scattered. You can't see the head or tail of your life. You just managed to find yourself in church this morning. But your life is both dry and scattered. Dry and scattered. No, that you seem to be losing direction. Your things appear to be, as it were, crumbling. Scattered life and dry life. The bones were scattered in the valley. And they were so dry. It's like nothing was ever going to happen. God was going to come out of this situation. And God asked Ezekiel the question, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Looking at this situation, is there any hope coming out of this situation? That's why I'm telling you today that this is a season of extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary blessings and amazing miracles in your life. Can I preach? Are you still in church? Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, God, one of the greatest keys to your life is your faith in God. Amen. The Bible says that, and Ezekiel said, "Lord, when the thing is very, very difficult for you to say, for you to see, it's like the answer you must give is obvious no. Don't say no. Say, Lord, thou knowest. Instead of saying no, they cannot live. Say, Lord, it's in your hands. Instead of saying the negative, just hand it over to God. May you hand over your life and your situation in the hands of God. Never say it is not possible. I said, never say it is not possible. You've got to tell yourself that it's in the hands of God. Somebody shout amen. Amen. So Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. Because when my physical eyes, as I look at this situation, as I look at this condition, I feel like saying it cannot work. But you are God. So it's in your hands. May God perform an amazing miracle in your life. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So now Ezekiel, God now instructs him. Just do this. Prophesy to these bones. Speak to the bones. Speak to dead and scattered situation. Speak to discouraged. Speak to hopeless condition. Speak to a situation that doesn't appear to have any luck. It doesn't look like it will ever work. But God says, speak. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. May you speak the right things. May you speak life into every situation here. Can I have an amen? You see, God is making you a partner to the miracle. Because God could have spoken himself, but God said, you, the life is in your mouth. So you, Ezekiel, with your eyes seeing the situation, you are going to speak to the situation and say, speak to the bones and tell them, ye bones. You know, so I'm telling everybody here that God is going to make you to speak. May you speak the right words. I said, may you speak the right words. Speak over your marriage. Speak over your future. Speak over your business. Speak over your children. Speak over your school. Speak over every situation that is getting out of hand. And as you speak, God will cause his power to come over the words you speak. Come on, shout amen. Are you here today? Has anybody ever faced a hopeless situation before? Can I see your hand? Is there anybody who has had a difficult situation ahead of you? Lift your hand, let me see. I want you to speak the word of God. Speak over that. Mention that name of that situation. Say, Lord, I speak life. I speak your strength. Breathe over that situation. Lift your right hand and speak right now. Speak a word. Speak a word over that condition. Speak a word over that situation. Speak a word. And as you speak, God will cause the spirit to breathe over it. And things are going to change. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. By the verse, the New Living Translation, I like it. Verse 7 and 8 is the verse you're looking for. So, I spoke this message that, yeah, just as he told me, suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Amen. I mean, how did this bone, because, can you stand? If Reverend Lee stands up, and then who is a little shorter? Okay, no, Rosemary, you stand. Now, her bones are different from this man's bones. Can you imagine? So how did this part of the leg, bone, find that? Why, can you imagine if you take this part and join it to this one? Can you imagine the confusion? you refuse it. God forbid. It's going to be confusion. If this part of this girl should join this one, it's not going to be easy. It's like you're standing on stilts. Scrabble, do you understand? But you see, no, I don't know how scattered they were, but this one moved from the corner looking for this one. The exact... Somebody give a lot of clap and a shout. Things are coming together. Things are coming together. Things are coming together for me. Your blessings are coming together. No matter how far they are, they're coming from the east. They're coming from the west. They're coming from the south. They're coming from the north. I see bone coming to his bone. I see God linking. Say yeah. I'm preaching. As things are coming together for your life, many things in your life are coming together. Someone say, it's coming together. Come on, shout it out. It's coming together. One more time. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Oh, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of men. The thing that God is preparing for those who love him. Sit down, let me continue preaching. Oh, but it's coming together. I said it's coming together. Do you believe it? Michael, it's coming together. I tell you. It's coming together. Things are where, you see, God is at work. I said God is at work. Hallelujah. And so as you move on, many things are coming together to bring a blessing. But I like this one. Look at it. Verse 7. Oh, it's coming together. Somebody, however you ever get married, but it's coming together. God will take you to a place. You meet somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. You don't know how you ever get a job, but it's coming together. It's coming together. It's coming together. Your life is not an accident. I say your life is not an accident. God is rearranging your life. Say yes, I receive it. Do you really believe it? Jane, it's coming together. I said it's coming together. Hallelujah. I don't know where they are, but they are coming together. As you speak, be ready for your extraordinary miracles. Let's carry on. Bible says, so I spoke this message. Just suddenly, as I spoke, there was rattling noise all across the valley, bone to his bone and all that and so on and so forth. A complete skeleton. Now verse 8. Then as I watched, I like that phrase. Then as I watched. Then what? You speak and watch. Cynthia, the man said that, and as I watched, I see, you see, keep watching. Tell your neighbor, keep watching, keep watching. Tell him, keep, hold the shoulder, say, keep watching, keep watching. Keep watching the miracles. Keep watching God do mighty things. Keep watching God working in the life. All that Ezekiel did was to speak and watch. I'm watching. I'm watching it happen. I'm watching it happen. I'm watching you drive a new car. I'm watching you get married. I'm watching you build a house. I'm watching promotion come upon your life. Keep watching. I said, keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. Testimonies are coming into your life. Hallelujah. I said, Bible said that, you see, the prophet said, then as I watched, all you could do, it can do is to watch. You speak and watch. See how things are going to work out. God will call somebody to give you a phone call. God will call somebody to favor. God will just keep watching. I said, keep. I know. I said what? Look at the new Message Bible. The same phrase. The same phrase, verse 8. I kept watching. I kept watching. Hallelujah. I kept watching. You see, God is working. I said, God is working. Just keep watching. I said, just keep watching. Hey, keep watching. Mister, keep watching. Just keep watching. You see, it's in the hands of God. Your life is not in the hands of the devil. It's not in the hands of your boss. Your life is in the hands of God. Say, I believe it. So keep watching your own life. Keep watching your own life. Keep watching and see what God is doing in your life. Shout amen. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I said, keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. Bone is coming after bone. Things are working in your favor. Things are happening in the realm. You know, God is already at work. Amen. Sometimes in our lives, it looks like our dreams, our expectations are never happening. Am I talking to anybody here? Sometimes in your life, it looks like what you dreamt about can never ever happen. But you speak and keep watching. I met a man, a young man, by the name Richard. He told me how at the age of 8, he was involved in an accident. He had a dream. But in this accident, he was playing football when a big truck came and swept over him. And then His leg was amputated at the age of 8. Every dream he had came to a halt. At a point, his parents didn't like him anymore. Because what use is this guy? This young boy, at the age of 8, after a while had to move out of his house because he was like an unwanted boy. What do we do with a boy whose legs are broken? Who's not going anywhere? We thought that you were going to be the hope of our family. But look at him. This boy told me how he began to live in friends' homes and began to look for ways and means of survival because nobody wants him. But as time went by, he didn't give up his dream of playing soccer. He joined the amputees club or whatever. It's Richard here. Where is he? Come. Come. Come up. Come a microphone, please. Quickly. This is Richard. Show us. This is Richard. Tell us your story yourself.
I am Richard. I got an accident at the time I was 8 years. And I went to coma for 3 weeks.
He was in coma for 3 weeks.
During my coma, I traveled to a lot of cities, but they have not accepted me. They said that I should come back. It's not my time. So I came back to life. Due to my amputated, my family rejected me, even my mother and my father. They said I should let out from the house because there's no use of me.
There's no use of him because he should leave the house.
But I didn't give up. I keep on playing because anytime I dream, I see white people. I see that I am playing football with white people. So I didn't give up.
He would always see himself playing football with white people in his dreams.
So I just keep on playing. Sometimes I wonder how it will happen. But I still have hope. By God's grace, now I am national amputee team deputy captain.
He's a deputy captain of National Amputees Club. He didn't give up the dream that was shattered at the age of 8. Tell us.
During my dream, I keep on seeing playing ball with white people, but I didn't give up. 2009, I joined the National Amputee Team and I traveled to Argentina, Buenos Aires.
Do you understand? 2009, he joined the Amputees Club and a team and he went to Argentina to play.
2010, too, I went to Argentina, a city called Crespo. Mm-hmm. I played my football.
Yeah.
2011, we played African Cup of Nations in Ghana and we were second in the tournament. After the tournament, I have a dream that I was in the plane going to Turkey, but I didn't believe it. 1 week later, I received an invitation from the satellite amputee team in Turkey.
He got a call from a team in Turkey to come and play football in Turkey.
So, 2012, I started playing my professional football in Turkey, a city called Istanbul.
Istanbul, so, Turkey.
I played my football in Galatasaray in Istanbul for 6 years now. I speak Turkish language, I speak Arabic, and I speak a lot of languages. I am really happy to be here to share my story with you people here. I want to encourage each and everyone here that it is not late. Sometimes we may not believe, sometimes we may be sad, sometimes we may be cry. But our God is a wonderful God.
Now today, your family, what's happening in your family now?
Now I am the breadwinner of the family.
The breadwinner of the family that rejected him.
Now if I talk, no one talk.
If I talk, nobody talks. May God raise you to a level and may God fulfill every lost dream in your life. Say, I believe it.
So I want to encourage each and everyone here that no matter how the situation is, keep playing and keep waiting. As a Christian, you need to have patience for God. Because God has time for everything. So, I'm really happy to be here to share my story with you. And 28th of this month, I'm traveling back to take you to join my club in camp.
Hallelujah!
I'm really happy to be in this church, and my dream is to win souls for this church.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Now, this is Richard. It's a good place to stand and clap your hands for somebody who didn't give up on his dream. Somebody who was thrown out of home at the age of 8, but he kept the dream. How would it ever happen? Can these bones live? Keep watching. I say, keep watching. Keep watching your own life. As God picks you up. As God opens doors for you. And as God gives you fresh opportunity. This leg, take it off. Let's see again. Lift it up. Let him see. This is it. This is his leg. But in this situation, God has lifted him up. This is his story. This is his testimony. I pray for you that you will never give up. You will never give up. That God, the God who made dry bones walk, may this God come into your life. May this God step into your life. Time will fail me to talk about Moses. That young boy Moses, who had a dream of one day redeeming his people from the hands of the wicked king. But somehow he was misunderstood and was driven out. In Exodus chapter 3, the Bible says that Moses became a shepherd looking after sheep. His aim was to lead the people out. His aim was to be a redeemer from his own people. But somehow he was misunderstood, thrown out, and the boy became a shepherd boy looking after sheep. But the Bible says that one day when he was looking after sheep, then he saw a burning bush. And look at it. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and in the flaming fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. That was the beginning of a new story. I pray for you today that your eyes will be opened. Moses said, I'm going to go closer and see what is going on. But that was the turning around. For you standing here today, there's a turnaround coming in your life. As you watch and see God manifest his glory and his power in your life, lift your two hands up high and begin to thank God. Thank you very much. Lift your hands up. Everybody begin to thank the Lord. Thank God that your dream is not over. Thank God that a new day is coming into your life. Thank God that today marks a day of a turnaround in your life. A day of your burning bush. An encounter with divinity. A place. God deals with place and people. God made Moses to come to a place where you have an encounter with him for the dream to ever come to pass. Lift your hands up and talk to God and say, Lord, I'm watching. I'm prophesying and I'm watching. I am watching and I'm watching. I don't know how it's going to happen, but lift your hands to God and say, Lord, manifest your power.
manifest your power, manifest your glory. Come on, lift your hands and come on. What a way caused a misfortune. What a way caused an accident. What a way caused a disappointment in God reorganizing your life. Karondi Shakabahatu. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Treated you fairly. You feel that things are so tough and difficult. But God says, speak and watch. Speak and watch. Speak and watch Him do His work in your life. Squeeze a hand and pray for that brother and that sister. Praise the Lord. Let my sister, my brother never give up. Strengthen him, oh God. And let's perform your mighty miracles in this life. Pray for that person. And pray for the grace of God. Pray for the hand of God. And pray for the mercy of God. Lord, step in. What you may call a misfortune, What you may call a disappointment, what you may call a failure, is God who is orchestrating. God is going to make things come together. God is going to make things come together. God is going to make things come together for a miracle in your life. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. I pray for your church. I pray for your people. I pray for your stepping, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now lift your two hands. Let me pray with you. Father, this Sunday morning, we lift our hands to you. You know every individual in this service this morning. You know every single person here. You know somebody who was about to get married and a mind never came on. You know somebody who's about to throw the doors open and that door never opened. And sometimes, Lord, in our time of praise and worship and lifting our hands, tears will be rolling down somebody's cheeks because he may feel that my drink is shattered. But Lord, you spoke to us and said, prophesy to the dry bones. Today, every dry bone, I prophesy to that bone. I prophesy to every dry bone. Every dead dream, I prophesy to that dream. Every expectation that seems to be cut off, I prophesy to that expectation. Lord, let life come one more time. Move, oh God. Move, oh God. Move, oh God. Move, oh God. In the life of your children. In the life of your people. We lift our hands to you. Our life belongs to you. Our days belongs to you. Our future is in your hands. I pray, oh God, that you step into every life. Step into every life. And make the story beautiful. As we watch. As our enemies watch. As our friends watch. As we ourselves, we watch you at work. Let every bone find its bone. Let every bone find its bone. Let every scattered dream find life one more time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak life into your people. I speak life into your people. I pray, oh God, fulfill your dream and let your purpose be established. Glorify yourself in our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, everybody shouted amen. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord, everybody. Oh, add a shout to the clap. Add a shout to the clap. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to move out of your chair. I'm going to ask you to hug 7 people and tell them, keep watching, keep watching. Tell them, keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. Tell them, hug them like you believe it. Tell them, keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hang your neighbor and tell him, keep watching. Keep watching miracles happen. Keep watching miracles happen. Keep watching God perform mighty works. Keep watching, keep watching, keep watching. As I watch, as I watch, as I watch, miracles are happening. As I watch, bone was finding the bone. As I watch, new doors are opening. As I watch, magic things are happening. Keep watching, keep watching, keep watching, keep watching, keep watching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited? I said, are you excited? I can't hear you. Are you excited this morning? Amen. It will happen live. it will be like a video. Hey, what a song that we sing. Hey.
Opinion in you. Say a Diana Miss Opinion.
Today, this morning, thank you, Holy Spirit. If you're here today, close your eyes. Every one of us here, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, in this service, I want to experience salvation. I want to experience God's forgiveness and mercy. I want to be born again. If you're here right now, you need Jesus in your life. You want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. I see your hands. Let it go high. High above the back, everywhere, on the side. I see so many hands. Lift your hand up. I really want to pray for you specially. Very, very specially. It's a very special day for you. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. I pray for them that today will make a new beginning in their lives. If you have lifted your hand up, can you please come to me now? Come. Come to me. I want to shake your hands. Come to me right in front here. Please allow them to come. Give them space. Come.
Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to wash and way and live rejoicing every day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to wash.
Keep coming, keep coming. One more thing, if you invited any of the people who are in front here, I want you to come and stand behind them. You invited them and brought them to church. Can you please come and stand behind them? If you brought them, invited them to church, can you come and stand behind them so that we'll know who brought you? Come along, come along. Clap your hands for them as they stand behind. Stand behind your people.
All right, keep coming, keep coming, keep stand behind them so that we can know who is responsible for which soul. All right, beautiful, beautiful. Lift your two hands, let's pray. Every one of you in front here, say, and the whole church, say with me, dear Lord,
dear Lord,
this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you.
Come into my heart.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Help me to serve you.
Help me to follow you.
Help me to serve you.
All the days of my life.
From today.
From today.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
From today.
From today.
I am your child.
I am your child.
I will serve you. And follow you.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Now, I want all of you to go. Now, those standing behind them, go with them as well. I want to get your names and the person who invited you. So, can you kindly go this way? Follow our pastor. Clap your hand for them as they go this way. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead and clap your hands.